Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about tips for marketing on Facebook. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with James Barnes, Mississippi State University Extension Service Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics. James, there are several reasons we should use Facebook to market our businesses. Why is this?
Well, several reasons, Amy. First of all, about 96% of the U.S. is on Facebook. So it's about access to people. Users spend about 18 minutes each day sharing content. It's not enough just to have an account. They're actually on the platform doing things. Every 20 minutes, users share 1 million links. They send 2 million friend requests and 3 million messages.
So things that we should know if we don't have a page, what are some of those?
For anyone who's just looking at Facebook to start off, number one, they should practice sharing content personally. If they're not using the platform fully on the personal side, they should do so. That gives them practice sharing with content, making connections, and that will help them actually build their business page. Number two, they should establish a personal network of friends. So they should grow their friend base. That friend base can help them market what they're doing on Facebook. Number three, follow some big brands that are already on Facebook. There's a lot that we can learn from brands such as Coca-Cola, Nike. Starbucks has a great page. There's lots of interaction on that page so that we can learn a lot of things from those pages. And number four, make sure your business has a great logo. If you don't have a logo, get one. No substitute. Most of the time, people put as their profile picture the logo. And finally, as you develop your Facebook page, make the launch of the page an event. Market that. Tell your friends. Ask them to help you promote your page.
If you do have a page, content is key. Tell me about that.
First of all, keep the personal life separate from the business life. Unless it's a family business and people would be expecting that kind of information, some of that's okay, but we really want to focus on the business. To drive engagement on a business page in Facebook, you need really good pictures. Pictures that fill up the entire space as you post. They need good videos. And so when people take videos, they need to turn the camera where it's horizontal, not vertical. As it's vertical, you don't see as much and the quality of the image is not very good. Other things that can help is the kind of content that you post. We want to post content that people find interesting. A lot of times great pictures do that. Open-ended questions do that. But here's the number one thing. When people make a response on your page, reply back.
Absolutely.
It's a conversation. That's what we want to do is humanize that conversation as much as we can on the Facebook page.
Okay, and really quickly, you have top 10 commandments.
These are the thou shalt list, okay? So number one is thou shalt post more open-ended questions, not statements. People want to interact. They want open-ended questions, and that gives your customers a way to interact with you about your products and services. Number two, post good product and service photographs. Don't post pictures that are poor quality. The Facebook algorithm, which is what pushes information to us on our newsfeed, it won't push out those poor quality pictures. So it's actually doing you a favor by not spreading bad pictures on your business. Number three, we just talked about, post more videos. Short clips, 30 seconds about new products, new services, any kind of a sale that's going on about your product or service. Number four, 70% of all interaction when you post takes place in the first hour. So stick around. Don't post and then go to bed because you're going to miss 70% of the engagement. Also, post during an optimal time based on what your insights data tell you for your page. Every business page has data behind it, and it will tell you when the best time of day to post is and the day of the week. Also, thou shalt post using good grammar. People use slang a lot on Facebook and in texting, but when we're on the page, we want to be professional. People expect to see the brand and good things about the brand. So use complete sentences, that sort of thing. Also, thou shalt not post personal pictures on your business page. Keep business life and personal life separate. You can drive people away from your page, and those are called unlikes. Also, thou shalt post positive things about your workday. Sometimes people will post things that may be taken negative. We don't want to do that. We want to stay positive, things that are encouraging, uplifting. Also, post often. There's nothing worse than going to a page and seeing that nobody has posted there in 6 months.
And also on Facebook, you have these tips posted.
That's correct. You can go to the Facebook page. It's called MS Bricks to Clicks.
Today we've been speaking with James Barnes, Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.